Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny early, then increasing clouds, upper 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated chance of rain, showers, mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then decreasing clouds, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, patchy frost. We'll see lows 36, and for the weekend, sunny. Right now, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Chairpersons of the House and Senate Education Committees are taking the Kansas State Board of Education to task because they don't think the panel is taking seriously enough lawmakers' and parents' concerns about how race and racism are discussed in schools. Republican Senator Molly Baumgartner of Lewisburg, who chairs the Senate Education Committee, told board members to direct State Department of Education staff to look into how Kansas schools are applying the concept of critical race theory, which centers on the idea that racism is systematic in the nation's institutions. The Saline County Health Department said someone who attended Monday's Salina City Commission meeting tested positive for COVID-19. KWCH-TV reports the health department said the person was unvaccinated, symptomatic, and unmasked during the meeting, and reports that they did not socially distance from other attendees. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The National Weather Service says an EF0 tornado touched down in northwest Kansas as severe storms swept through the state Tuesday evening and early into yesterday morning. The Weather Service in Goodland said a twister near Sharon Springs traveled about 3.3 miles with a peak wind gust of 85 miles per hour. No injuries reported. A cart and maintenance shed at the Sharon Springs Golf Course was destroyed. In western Kansas, meteorologists with the National Weather Service in Dodge City said there were also tornadoes reported near Howell, Spearville, Truesdale, and between Sublette and Copeland. A Native American art exhibit that was vandalized at the University of Kansas has been reinstalled. The Spencer Museum of Art yesterday announced that the exhibit, called Native Hosts, is back in front of the museum. Officials are inviting the public to an event tomorrow afternoon to celebrate the artwork. The exhibit consists of five aluminum signs that name tribes who historically or currently live in what is now Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska's corrections director says the state's prison workforce shortage has become so severe that two facilities have cut back on the hours when they're fully operational, and a third will do the same starting next week. Nebraska Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes says the prisons now have more than 625 job openings. That's thanks to an increase in staff turnover, which has forced remaining workers to pick up the slack. He says two Lincoln prisons, the Lincoln Correctional Center and the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center, have already switched to a four-day, 12-hour schedule for most prison activities, including family visits and recreation time. Governor Pete Ricketts praising a federally funded job training program that helps Nebraskans on food stamps pay for textbooks, transportation, and other services to help them get higher paying jobs. Ricketts singled out the SNAP Next Step employment and training program at a news conference, calling it a life-changing initiative. Mid-America Network News.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A COVID spike in Washington County has positive cases at the highest level since the pandemic began, with the health department reporting 54 as of Wednesday, with 7 hospitalizations. 48 active cases a month ago had fallen by half before the recent upsurge. COVID vaccination efforts continue, with the rollout of Pfizer booster shots, and the traditional flu shot campaign has also begun. Advance voting for the November general election is open for registered voters, with voting at county clerk's offices. Advance mail-in ballots may also be requested in advance of the November 2nd election. A candidate forum for Marysville City Council and Mayor, as well as Marysville School Board, is planned Thursday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall. The program will be rebroadcast on KNDY Monday evening at 6 p.m., on AM 1570, FM 94.1. The public is welcome to the candidate forum Thursday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall. Washington County USD 108 has a bond issue on the ballot. Superintendent Denise O'Day comments on the proposal.
Well, it's a $1.6 million bond, so it's not a real large bond amount. Mm-hmm. But the school district is proposing is to build 4 additional classrooms and 2 sets of restrooms onto our current elementary school. Our goal is to have 2 sections of each grade level, K1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Last year we had 2 sections of K1 and 2, and it's not because we didn't need to split the classes, 3, 4, 5, 6. It wasn't because we couldn't hire teachers. We had the money to do that. We just didn't have any rooms to put them in. And so the board did a lot of research, and they did a lot of looking, and they analyzed 2 different options. The first option they analyzed was renovating the second floor of the current district office building to see if that would be adequate. And when that came up falling short of what the board wanted to accomplish, they decided to go with the proposed $1.6 million bond. This school year, we did hire an additional 3rd grade teacher and an additional 5th grade teacher. But quite frankly, while we did that, we also have some makeshift classrooms that aren't the most conducive to the learning environment for our elementary kids. And so it misplaced special ed, and it misplaced our MTSS, and now those groups are really in less than ideal spaces to learn. And so our hope is that the people of Washington County School District, they see the need as we do. And anyway, it'll be put before the board, before the public on November 2nd.
O'Day goes on to outline the costs involved.
This $1.6 million will cost 2 mills over a 20-year lifespan, but it's interesting to note that the school district budget went down 2.64 mills this year over last year. So even if we do pass the bond issue and we add 2 mills back onto our total mill levy, we're still going to be less mills than we were last year or the year before that. So it's a really good time to borrow money.
Finally, a consideration of a school board was to renovate existing facilities versus new construction.
The reason that the board did not go with renovating the second floor of the district office is this building is a 1930s building, is where the district office is. And the second floor does have classrooms, but None of them have any technology. They don't have phones. They don't have HVAC. It's not really a congenial atmosphere for learning. We also can't have a secured entrance at this building. So for safety and security reasons, our other building all has front doors that are secured and people have to be buzzed in. And that's not possible here because there's no place to have a secured location. We don't have restrooms on the second floor. There's no elevator in the building, which is fine. You know, our kids can walk stairs, but what happens when you have a student in a wheelchair or a student on crutches and there's no elevator? And so for those reasons...
Bond information meetings are planned October 20th at Greenleaf, the 25th at Morroville, and finally October 26th at Washington. Sheila A. Maxwell, age 69, of Dodge City, who had lived in Washington some 5 years, passed away September 30th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sheila Maxwell. Becky A. Pinkham, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday, 4 until 6, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Becky Pinkham. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and cherries. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, cheesy potatoes, sliced carrots, and apricots. Marshall County Health Department will feature flu shots at the Blue Rapids Community Center this morning from 9 to 9:30, and at the Waterville Community Center today from 11:30 till 12:30.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Marysville Chamber and Main Street Annual Soup Day is Thursday, October 14th, serving chili, potato, vegetable, ham and bean, chicken noodle soup, plus sandwiches and desserts. Free will donation with dine-in, pickup, or delivery at the American Legion Hall. For delivery, phone 562-3101 or call ahead for advance orders. Marysville Chamber and Main Street Soup Day, Thursday, October 14th, 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system that's continued to push off towards the east, but a secondary low will form, bringing some increasing clouds with maybe some isolated rain showers for tonight. High pressure system moves in for tomorrow into the weekend, bringing sunny skies, quiet weather with warmer temperatures back into the 70s as we head into Sunday. So across the area, sunny early, then increasing clouds. We'll see highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated chances of rain showers in the mid 40s. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then decreasing clouds, cooler upper 50s with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies, patchy frost overnight, lows at 36. As we enter Saturday, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the mid-60s. Saturday night, clear, lower 40s, and Sunday, mostly sunny, back up to the mid-70s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 70, record high on this date 94, the average low 45, and the record low 28. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 6:50. Did a double take on our current temperature, 36? Yes, 36 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of October. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
a memorable season opener in the nation's capital, and Kyrie Irving breaks his silence. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Caps star and future Hall of Famer Alex Ovechkin resumed his march towards the great one, Wayne Gretzky, in the NHL's record book.
Power play that is pretty much just a couple of blinks and a couple snaps of the fingers. A puck taken by Ovechkin. He scores!
The call on WFED after tying Marcel Dion for fifth on the league's all-time goals list with an earlier third-period score. It took Ovechkin less than 10 minutes to take over sole possession of fifth place. The Caps routed the Rangers 5-1. North of the border, the Maple Leafs avenged last season's first-round playoff exit against their arch-rivals.
Riley carries the puck to center. Up on the right side, Nylander breaking in on the wing! Score!
On SN 590, Will Nylander's third-period goal put the Leafs ahead for good, allowing Toronto to skate past the Canadiens 2-1. Nets star Kyrie Irving broke his silence a day after the team announced it would not allow him to practice or play until he complies with New York City's COVID vaccine mandate. On Instagram Live, Irving said he's not going anywhere.
Don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm going to give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that. And like really be aware.
NFL Raiders general manager Mike Mayock addressed reporters for the first time following the release of emails containing misogynistic, homophobic, and racist language used by former head coach Jon Gruden. Mayock said he agreed with how team owner Mark Davis handled the situation, despite reports the Raiders were made aware of the emails prior to last week's game against the Bears.
When it came out of the game, I think he was trying to figure it all out, and again, I know what the guy stands for, and I think he was trying to do the right thing.
Davis did not speak publicly. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia has been named interim head coach. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville heads back home to take on Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights takes on Jackson Heights at home on FM 95.5.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning her party about the need to trim back the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act. That's the budget reconciliation bill. Pelosi said she's disappointed in not going to the original $3.5 trillion, but whatever we do, she said, we'll make decisions that will continue to be transformative. The bill's price tag and policy scope likely to be scaled back dramatically, according to the Washington Post. The proposal aims to expand Medicare, combat climate change, improve education, and offer new benefits to help families and children. Much of the spending is financed through new tax increases on corporations and the wealthy. For agriculture, the plans include $66 billion in funding for research, biofuels, and forestry management programs. The proposal also includes $28 billion for conservation and a $35 billion increase in child nutrition programs. Pelosi did not discuss details of the likely cuts to the bill. A group of 12 lawmakers recently penned a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative about the growing influence of the Chinese Communist Party in Latin America and Caribbean trade and economic development. Arkansas Republican Representative Rick Crawford announced the effort yesterday. In a letter to Trade Rep Catherine Tai, the lawmakers asked for immediate attention to the issue. Crawford said China now has surpassed the U.S. and is the largest non-continental trading partner for 54% of South America. The lawmakers say the recent increase of engagement in the Western Hemisphere is a great cause for concern given China's publicly strategy of becoming a world superpower and dominating the economic stage. The lawmaker jointly write, before long, China will be significantly positioned to completely dominate Western Hemisphere economics. He said, we believe it's the highest priority of the U.S. to keep the relationship strong with our neighbors in the Western Hemisphere. And next week, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will hold bilateral meetings with Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development as they participate in the World Food Prize Laureate Award in Des Moines. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Thursday morning to you. Markets opening up in just a little bit today. And while we had a bit of a rocky day yesterday, hopefully we can see some rebounds when the markets open in a little bit today. As yesterday, we did see some news coming out of Russia. That was some devastating news and definitely hit the market as we saw two Russian farms announced, according to the Department of Agriculture over there, showing that they've had a breakout of the flu on those farms. That is causing some havoc on some of the livestock market as they continue to import additional lean hogs and cattle into their country, also slowing down some of the grain harvest in Russia. And that's going to put some pressure on the board today for sure. December corn yesterday wrapped up 10 and a quarter at 512 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat was down by 18 points at the end of trading yesterday at 721 and three quarters. All the gains that we were seeing for the record numbers in oats, they are starting to reset themselves after that U.S. Department of Agriculture report that came out on Tuesday, as they were down yesterday 15 and three quarters at 632 and a quarter. Soybeans, they were in the news quite a bit yesterday. We'll see if they can rebound as they slowed down their losses yesterday by the end of trading, with November down by 3 points at 1195 and a quarter. The meal for December was down $1.30 at 311 and 70 cents. There was some green on the board for the oil market, however. That was up 74 cents yesterday for December at 59 and 59 cents. In the cotton market, we've definitely seen a slowdown there. And while they're still above that $100 mark, they're trending downwards. We'll see if that'll rebound by the end once the markets open up today, as December was down by $2.52 yesterday at 103.86. March was down by $2.26 at 101 and 84 cents. A lot of that doing with the slowing down of the harvest of the cotton market due to the precipitation in the Mid-America region, and with some of the potentially drier weather over the next week or so, that could help that market again. It was mostly lower in the livestock market yesterday as well, with live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs all in the red by the end of trading. We'll see what happens when markets open up today on a Thursday.
For H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, First National Bank in Frankfort, and your country, KNDY.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water,
your air, and your food.
You're going to need our guidance and our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Marshall County 4-H is going, the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of the National 4-H Week, Marshall County is seeking new members.
Visit kansas4h.org or your local and sections office to find a 4-H club near you. That's kansas4h.org.
I'm Colton Schmidt. This is my second year with Home City Hustlers. My favorite project was arts and crafts.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, First National Bank in Frankfort, and your country, KNDY.
For youth, for America, for
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 800 head of cattle for the sale today, including 30 young cows bred to Black Angus, start calving February 1st, one black cow-calf pair, young cow, six Hereford foal calving cows, 4 to 5 years old, four Hereford foal calving cow-calf pairs, 4 to 5 year old cows, five black calves, 4 to 6 weeks old, one Hereford bull calf, a month old, 30 Charolais steers and heifers weighing in at 450 to 6, 115 black and white faced steers and heifers, 450 to 650, 70 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 650, 10 black steers, 5 to 550, 40 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6, 15 black heifers, 5 to 5.5, 32 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 65 weighing in at 5 to 650, 20 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 7, 34 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7, 128 black steers off grass weigh 6 to 7, 40 black and white-faced steers and heifers, 625 to 650, 60 black steers and heifers off grass weighing 8 to 9, and 125 black steers off grass 875 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Two of North America's most devastating storms mark anniversaries this month. A look back at those terrible tempests today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 14th, the 287th day of the year. Actor Roger Moore and our 34th president, Dwight Eisenhower, were born on this day. What's been dubbed the perfect storm occurred off the New England coast 30 years ago this month. Later chronicled in books and movies, the name comes from the perfect combination of elements. The positioning of high and low pressure systems, along with tropical moisture from a dissipating hurricane. But most weather watchers say it wasn't the worst in recent memory. The most intense extratropical cyclone of the 20th century also occurred in October, but on the opposite coast. The Pacific Northwest Columbus Day storm marks its 59th anniversary this month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY and 36 degrees at sunrise this morning. Cooler highs in the mid to upper 60s on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Solid Big 12 defenses are making a comeback. In a league with a long history of high-scoring football games, several teams are making their marks on the other side of the ball. Kansas State, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Oklahoma State ranking in the top 12 nationally in rushing defense. The Cyclones are third nationally in total defense and lead the conference in many other categories. The K-State Wildcats and the Iowa State Cyclones square off this Saturday. Kickoff time is set for 6:30 Saturday evening. The American Athletic Conference coaches voted Wichita State's Tyson Etienne preseason player of the year and forecasted a fourth place finish for the Shockers in their annual October poll. That poll released yesterday morning ahead of the league's virtual media day festivities. Etienne, a super sophomore from Englewood, New Jersey, shared co-player of the year honors last March after leading the Shockers to the Americans' regular season title. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum at 7 o'clock Friday, October 15th as your K-State volleyball team hosts the West Virginia Mountaineers for Dollar Night. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for the K-State volleyball match against West Virginia on October 15th. Go Cats!
The girls' state tennis tournament, Class 1-2-3A, will be Friday and Saturday at Mays South High School. Marysville's Shay Kramer and Grace Schroeder will compete in singles, while the doubles team of Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon will take part. Shay Kramer won second, Grace Schroeder sixth in singles at regionals, and Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon were fifth in doubles. Marysville girls' tennis team won the NCKL title with 37 points for league meet, ahead of Chapman and Clay Center tied with 32 points each. Abilene, Wamego, and Concordia rounding out the field.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville coming home to take on Clay Center in our Friday feature game, Jackson Heights at Valley Heights. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. TVL Roundup starts at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights, live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYRadio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State comes off the bye week to take on Iowa State, with pregame starting at 4:30, and Kansas takes on Texas Tech, with pregame starting at 2:30 here on KNDY.
KNDY.
We were golden, we were fire, we were magic. Yeah, and they all knew our names all over town. We had an